Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings announced that its crew members will most likely be required to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Recently, CEO Frank Del Rio said that the company was exploring whether they might be able to require the same of passengers, but currently, the rule will only apply to crew if the vaccine is available. The requirement will apply to staff on NCL, Oceania, and Regent Seven Seas cruises. And the recently sold cruise line Azamara has announced that it has bought the former Princess cruise ship Pacific Princess. The acquisition will bring the boutique cruise line's fleet from 3 to 4 cruise ships. Pacific Princess, which is similar in size to Azamara's current vessels, will undergo an extensive renovation before debuting with her new cruise line for the 2022 European cruise season. And finally, the fast ferry service between Port Everglades and Grand Bahama will resume on February 11th. The Bahamian government has finally approved the restart of the service, which was suspended last July due to the pandemic. During the first phase of the restart, the ferry will run once a week on Thursdays, and by the end of February, a second sailing on Sundays will likely be added. The travel time is about 2.5 hours each way between Florida and the Bahamas. All passengers will need to provide a proof of a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of boarding, and masks will be mandatory on board. And cruise line stocks closed down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation at 18.72, Royal Caribbean at 66.50, and Norwegian 23.66. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.